Old Business. And that's case number 9816, and that's Vineyards Communication. It's an 18-foot variance from the maximum height requirements, an 18-foot variance from the front, side, and rear yard setback requirements. The opposition there that evening, they thought that it was a driveway that would be intruding upon, and Mr. Fuquay had addressed that issue with them, that he would take care of that they had, you know, before. So really all we need to hear is just these height requirements. But he did address that with Mrs. Best. Mrs. Best was the lady. So I went down there.
It wasn't even part of our consideration.
No, but that's all I'd wrote down. Yeah, that wasn't even our consideration, but that's all that we did. I know we've been doing that.
It was enlightening about the public place.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Rick, isn't this the one that they brought up and come forth anyway, right? And that's the case?
This is the one where they found the section in the code that said that they can go, mm-hmm. go as high as they come in on the, if they decrease or increase their setbacks, they can go, go higher than the 42 feet. So if you look at it that way, you can basically rule that they don't need the variance and that they're already in compliance mm-hmm. as long as the setbacks are increased.
Is that how you read it too?
That's how I read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you're increased. That way
can't
be more
than 60 feet.
No more
and
than
it has
60.
To be a public or some public building.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they'd be fine. They wouldn't really need the variance.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, that having been said, then, if the members are all in agreement, I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
It's one of those unfortunate situations where you basically have to deny it because it's unnecessary. But
right.
It goes on record as a denial, but it's simply because they don't need a variance. And that you're essentially approving the plan.
So like those cases won't come in front of us anymore now then, right? They shouldn't.
Well, they're not all going to be public or semi-public, and there may be some different variations on it. But,
mm-hmm.
But if they all catch it.
They catch it in time, they won't have to. Yeah. But this one shouldn't have had to.
See, I don't know. One of the other examples we had, for example, was that community building in, Painter's Mill, or one of the big new subdivisions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, we'll have to look at it maybe if one comes up like that again, because I'm not sure if that's necessarily a public building, because it's really not open to the whole public. You know, it's really just open to the members of the community. So it's, you know, I'm not sure exactly how it's all going to work out later on. But this one, these were all buildings which had commercial enterprises, and they're by definition public. You know, they're inviting the public in to use them. So it seems to fit the definition.
Like all those places at Baywood wouldn't necessarily be public.
Well, I'll entertain a motion then on this one.
Water tower.
We'll deny it.
How about Cape Elope? Would that have fell under this?
That was the entrance of the school.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to look at them as they come up. Because that's really not a commercial. Really not a commercial enterprise. You're not necessarily inviting the public at large in there.
Well, institutions or schools.
Yeah, okay, well, it says schools then. So that's
it. Says, open to common use whether or not public ownership is involved.
Yeah, the ownership was the thing that was odd, that you would have expected it to be public ownership. But
I mean, this was private.
It says
public, the school is.
The code doesn't require that it be.
Then it says public and semi-public or public service buildings.
Right.
So
we'll have to see how that gets defined. I
mean. Yeah. All right, then. Being no further discussion, the chair will entertain a motion that we would deny this, and they would not need the they didn't need the variance to start with.
So the feeling is to deny it.
Right, yeah. Well, deny it, and that would be that, you know, so they did not need the variance.
Okay,
anyway.
I'd like to move we deny case 9816 as we don't feel that a variance is necessary at this point.
Right. You have a second that, Mr. Mills?
Yes.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills. That we deny case number 9816, due to the fact it's felt that you do not need a variance at this time. All those in favor of the motion, give usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay. That's all for this evening. Gentlemen, prior to the meeting, I need about 5 minutes. We need to have a request, a special meeting, or we could go in executive session, talk to the gentleman on the new computers. It would take probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. He suggested if we come in early, they, you know, we could get our dinner or whatever, but I still feel that, I think it'd be better we have a special meeting. He said to us to decide, let Bud know, and he would get it scheduled as soon as he could. It would take him anywhere from an hour and a half, 2 hours. If we do it before me, but we'd be rushed. This way, we'd have more time if
we feel more relaxed. We could do it in an executive session.
Yeah, do an executive session. We have to advertise it, right?
Yeah, it can't be an executive session. It wouldn't meet the definitions, but you can just advertise it as a workshop.
And workshop.
If the public wants to be here, they can, but there's not
how do we do it
be then? Very interested.
It's neat stuff.
Okay, you got any dates in mind or anybody?
He said within the next 2 weeks or next month, whenever you could, wherever you could set it up, You let him know. Anybody have any time, any dates or any time?
Everybody's got a couple minutes. The earliest would be June, right?
Yeah, the earliest would probably be June now.
Why not just one of the Monday nights that we don't have a meeting?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The first Monday night that's open in June that we don't have a meeting.
Which would be?
June be the second Monday night? Right?
Is that?
We're going to give you a date. It'll be the second Monday night then in June then, right?
Okay.
Whatever that date may be, John's looking up on his...
We have a meeting on the 4th.
Yeah, June 11th.
June 11th. We'll set up for June 11th and you can advertise it. Yeah, advertise it, what, a workshop you said, Rick?
Yeah, meeting, workshop, everybody? Whatever. Just so it's advertised and everybody knows that it's really not a public hearing or not...
So we'll have a... I'm sorry?
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, shoot everybody?
Fine.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, Rick Beard. Okay, regular time then. June 11th will be the special, or be the workshop meeting. Okay?
Chicken, ham, or
plain wash?
Steak. I'm on steak.
I'm on steak. Sean.
Listen, you could be.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
There being no further business, Chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second that motion. Mr. Workman, all those in favor of the motion? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned. Subject to call.
What's this thing?
See everyone the 21st, if not before.
No.